Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
I think it is important for, you know, everybody to realize their actions have consequences, and they need to really keep that in mind because it's just plain tragic. There's nothing positive or heroic about any of the events that took place here.
That is former Deputy Prosecutor Ed Stemler. He was an attorney that was responsible for the court ruling in the case of the infamous Roosevelt murder.
John Jasmer was the name of the boy who was killed. He would have been a junior that year, but he was reported missing on August 23, 2003, just days before the start of the school year.
Most people at the school have their own stories of what happened. Here are just a few of the rumors.
There was a group of friends, and there was a boy, and then his girlfriend, you know, she was having a relationship with another guy that was one of his friends.
There was this girl who, like, around with the whole... That's probably not good. I probably shouldn't have said that. Okay, well, she slept around with the entire football team, but she was dating one of the football players.
Like, because she didn't want to date them or something.
So then he gets really mad, and then with this group of boys, he hits him with a shovel or, you know, just kills him, stabs him, and then digs a hole and then buries him alive or dead. I don't know.
And then his two best friends killed that guy.
I think it was someone's girlfriend, and then a bunch of guys, like, killed her and buried her somewhere.
And they, like, threw him in a river or something.
And then one of the guys, like, turned themselves in and, like, showed where she was buried.
And then it turned out that he didn't even sleep with her in the end.
To students, this story is nothing short of a sensational urban legend.
Many teachers at Roosevelt were teaching 16 years ago when the murder occurred. Miss McGuire, a Spanish teacher here at Roosevelt, had John on her roster that year.
She did not want to be recorded, but she stated that was a huge shock to the community. They were all left confused and with nothing to turn to but speculation as to what happened.
Both the principal and vice principal had failed to educate the community on what had happened to John and the investigation.
Miss McGuire said that there were rumors that a staff member had known about the threat toward John before it had happened and failed to report it to the police. Many suspected it was the vice principal.
This was a large-scale misunderstanding. News outlets, including the Seattle Times, had published that the Seattle School District had confirmed that there was a district employee who knew the plot before it was carried out.
There were some rumors, but never any real evidence that any staff member at Roosevelt High School had any information about this murder being planned to occur.
When stripped of its sensationalized details, the ones that developed in the halls of Roosevelt, you are left with a disturbing and unfortunate event.
While almost all rumors surrounding this story say that someone's girlfriend had cheated on him with John, the truth is much darker. In June, the summer before John's death, the girl reported that John had raped her at a party.
When John was questioned about the allegation, he insisted that everything was consensual. The girlfriend officially redacted the statement soon after, but the allegation was enough to fuel her boyfriend's rage. His name was Jensen Hankins, a junior who was in fact on the football team with Jasmer. They were close friends and hung out together at Jasmer's house. That summer, Hankins planned to kill John with the help of his close friend Josh.
These people knew it was wrong. They had planned for about a month to do this and gone through different ideas about how to carry it out. And it was a horrible, horrible murder where they did these things.
The reason Mr. Stemler paused there was that the murder itself is often glorified. There are so many rumors surrounding the death, we feel it is necessary to clarify how it happened.
According to the Seattle Times, Jensen and Josh had lured John into a forested area on the Tulalip Reservation in Snohomish, saying they were going to buy some weed. There, they used a hammer and a knife to kill John. Then they buried him in a hole they had dug the day before.
While it was still considered a missing child case, Jensen and Josh had gone over to John's house to send his parents their thoughts and prayers that he would be found.
There were other people who knew during that month of planning what these guys were thinking about, some of the steps that they had taken in preparation, and yet nobody reported it to an adult, to their parents or to their teachers. And had someone done that, John may still be alive and Jensen and Josh may not be in prison.
1 week after John went missing, Jensen and Josh were arrested once a student had confessed what they knew to a counselor. Josh, the son of the Marysville police sergeant, led the police to John's body along with Mr. Stemmler.
We're well aware now that the juvenile brain is not fully developed, and you have to keep those things in mind when you're deciding how much time is appropriate for punishment.
In their own real-life prisoner's dilemma, both perpetrators pleaded not guilty and blamed the other.
Josh eventually pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and agreed to testify against Jensen. He was given 25 years in prison. Jensen, though not changing his original plea of not guilty, was sentenced to the greater 27 and a half years in prison.
Upon first hearing this case, we are captivated by the cheating, brutality, and proximity. But it is unfortunate that within just 16 years, all significance can be forgotten.
When asked for an interview for this piece, involved teachers denied the request due to their personal turmoil with the events and out of respect of the parents and their feelings.
That kind of devastating pain, just, I can't imagine what that's like.
That's what I heard.
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jackstraw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Bailey Heller, Sally Menti, Rowan Calvert, Dylan Massis, and Tim Vahey. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jackstraw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.